fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 29th of September. The prep tip of the day is to get your thermal imaging now while you can. Is it expensive? Yes. Do you want to buy it? Probably not, but buy it anyway. It could easily be a matter of life and death once the Chinese troops are on the ground, which I fully expect they will be in the not-too-distant future. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Professor James McCanning. Professor McCanning taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist, receives no pay for it, advanced to the point where he consults with foreign governments about matters of archaeology. The author of, I believe, 12, soon to be 13, 14 books, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Welcome to the new United States.
We were talking briefly before the show about a headline you read about the U.S. is out of money. Tell us about that, sir.
Well, the headlines this morning on CNN, I always check them out before doing a radio show like this to see what disinformation they're trying to pawn off on the public. But the headlines, J.P. Morgan has prepared for potential U.S. default. And then government running out of money by October 18th, Treasury Department says. And then Obama chimes in, shares his warning for America. So they got all the clogs in the wheel moving here to send out the message that your government is out of money. But I got news for you. They've been out of money for about 50 years or 100 or more.
Well, they've been behind the scenes, they being the banking cartels, ever since the American Revolution. The closest we came to really doing what was intended by the founding fathers was under the administration of Andy Jackson, one of my favorite presidents, with the exception of what he did to the Native Americans. He was a great guy. And he ended his administration with the U.S. being debt-free. The Civil War got things ramped up a lot by creating debt. And then in 1912, with the creation of the Federal Reserve, that's when it was off to the races to have private banking people be in charge of our money supply to institute the Internal Revenue Service. My grandparents were still youngsters at the time in their teens, but they got to see this happen firsthand. The stated purpose of the Federal Reserve was to prevent the banking crisis and monetary crisis we'd had previously. And it was only, 20-something years later when we had the beginning of the worst crisis in our history, what was called the Great Depression. So that was a direct consequence of the Federal Reserve, don't you think, sir?
Yeah, well, my parents lost their everything, of course, and the farm that my dad's parents had that was settled in the Minnesota land appropriation, they lost the farm because the bankers went out and they said, look, you should get all this new equipment and hock your farm for loans, and they knew it was coming. And then they foreclosed on all the farms because they couldn't pay off the debt. And so they soaked up all of that land, which had been privatized, into the banking system, and they've pretty much owned it ever since.
Absolutely, that's exactly what happened. Bill Gates does not impress me as anybody who's has ever or would ever put a seed in the ground to see it become corn or wheat or soybeans on one hand. On the other, he's quickly becoming the largest owner of agricultural real estate in the country, isn't he, sir?
Right. Yep. And those kind of things, you know, the free market and capitalism and the American way, you know, apple pie, and, you know, that's a belief. But really what happens, we're living in the real world game of Monopoly, where there's no end to the game. And so at the end, the people who are rich just keep getting richer and richer, and the average person cannot get very far ahead. And so that's where we are today. So the whole thing, they're going to reset, but the end result is that the average person is going to lose everything. And like you were saying before the show, the transfer of wealth, they always talk about, like, the country going bankrupt or whatever. But what's really going on is just this amazing transfer of wealth up to a few families.
Yeah, well, what happened during the Great Depression was the following, to put it in more simple, less complex terms. First of all, the wealth of any country is three things. Mines, factories, and farms. That's what produces wealth. The wealth of America, the mines, factories, and farms, 80 years ago, were bought for 5 cents on the dollar by the grandfathers of the same people who are going to do it right again. That's what's going to happen, isn't it, Jim?
Right, and we've already been through this a few times with the housing crisis, which was not a crisis. It was manufactured, and it was manufactured in the Bush administration, and Obama inherited that whole thing, and he knew it. He knew that it was going to crash under his term, and excuse me, he had prepared for it. Even as on camera, I saw him on cameras going, yeah, I know in my term. This is before he was elected president. He said, I know I'm going to be elected president. And then during my term, the housing crisis that was spawned under George Bush Jr. Is going to come to fruition, and I'll have to deal with it. That's what he said on camera. And so they just sucked the wealth out of the middle class of the United States, millions and millions of foreclosures, all planned. And that wealth went to five banking families. And so what we're headed for now is the same thing, sucking the money out of the markets. The United States is, you know, has been bankrupt for, you know, basically since 1913. It has had no money at all. It's all fake. And so every 10 years they talk about, economists talk about the cycles. It's all baloney. It's all planned, where the people build up wealth and then it's sucked out of them. And that's what's going on now. again.
Again. It's a cycle. Right. And you and I are observing this cycle. We know people who went through this cycle. And those who have warning ahead of time, those who prepare ahead of time, are going to come through the end of the cycle much better off, aren't they, sir?
Yeah. There was a friend of mine told me, as he talked to his grandfather, who was in Texas on a ranch, and he was when he was a little kid, and he says, "Grandpa, what did you think of the Great Depression?" And the guy says, "I heard there was one." But he lived on a ranch, he had all his own equipment, he did all his own work, and he was literally unaffected by the Great Depression, because he basically had his own little country within the fence line of his ranch.
Well, good for him. And I'm sure there were many thousands of families that had had a similar situation, and many, many other thousands that lost everything. It was a tragic, tragic situation. And of course, we also had the geological phenomenon called the Dust Bowl at the time, affecting parts of the Southwest United States. It devastated agriculture in Oklahoma and other places, didn't it?
Yeah. So you had, and this is something too, is right now, I'm expecting, although they have the ability to create those types of things now, we're seeing, you know, like dryness, drought around the world. Some of that climate control being manipulated and managed now by the same people. And there you have the U.S. military, who is glove in hand with this whole operation. So I'm expecting physical things to happen along with the economic. It's kind of like a good boxer doesn't just have one punch. When he sees the opponent drop guard for just a little bit, it's a 1-2 punch. And so it might be even a 1-2-3 punch. And that's the way you win fights, and that's the way you instigate depressions or social control. So it won't be just an economic collapse. It'll be a physical collapse. And then possibly coupled with another wave of some kind of COVID variation coming out of India or something. You know, it'll be a 1-2-3 punch.
My paternal grandfather was a prize fighter. His ring name was Pee Wee Moore. He was, I think, a lightweight or welterweight. And he taught me some boxing moves when I was a teenager, which I made use of as an adult. Thank you very much, Grandpa. He fabricated a barbell for me to work out with when I was a teenager, which helped me become a better athlete. He was a tough Irish plumber who, during Prohibition, he was in the beer-making business until the Cuckoo Gang in St. Louis, that was their name, the Cuckoo Gang made him a offer he couldn't refuse. And that day he was out of the beer-making business, and the Cuckoo Gang took over his beer-making business. So so I know a little bit about boxing, not much, but I have a lot of respect for boxers. They're tough guys, they're smart guys, and they know how to defend themselves quite well, don't they, sir?
Exactly. Yeah, but if you have an opponent and you want to you take him out, you know, it's like I say, it's not one punch, it's a 1-2 or 1-2-3 punch combination that you know, wins the fight, so to speak. And so that's what we're going to see here, is an economic, a physical, and then probably some other COVID requirement, which they're already putting in place. And, you know, they're really, really thumping on this COVID thing when all of the information coming out. You were talking before the show about this woman who's a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force?
Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, stationed at Fort Rucker. She's with the Army. She's an Army lieutenant colonel medical doctor at Fort Rucker, Alabama, responsible for the overall health, physical and mental health of 4,000 aviators. Her affidavit, which will probably end her career, but I know she knows that, advocates all pilots in all services, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, be taken off flight status and grounded immediately, that have had the COVID shot.
Right. And the reason is they develop clots. They have a propensity to develop clots anyway. But with the COVID shot, it's increased greatly, and you can probably not really have high-performance jet fighter pilots flying around that are going to be dead in a matter of minutes and with no warning.
Well, any pilot in any airplane, and it's not just clots. She goes into mentioning the various things that are, that people who've got the clot shots are being subjected to health-wise. So it's not just the clots. That's one of several things that are harmful to these all men and women who have had the clot shot. For a woman with her status and her credentials to file to prepare an affidavit is a sworn statement that could be admitted in court as evidence. That's what an affidavit is. Very powerful legal document is what it is. For her to do that, implementing the Whistleblower Protection Act is a matter of the gravest and most important status. I'm sure that it was apparently she was published just, I believe, late last week, around Thursday, Friday. I'm sure within hours there were focus groups in the Pentagon trying to determine what do we do? What do we do with Lieutenant Colonel Long? What do we do about all our pilots who've been harmed by the clot shots? I'm sure those groups, those focus groups were taking place and probably still are, aren't they, Jim?
Well, absolutely. But you have a real problem because, you know she's right. And they have a real problem because the core of any military action is air. You know, it's been that way since the first airplane, you know, since World War One, where they were marginally important. But now it's like of utmost importance. If you don't have an arm of air power, you don't have anything. You are, you know, you're back to the cave ages. So to ground the pilot force, and just imagine all the various types of planes and support and helicopters, everything else being grounded.
Let's expand on it. Let me interrupt you, Jim. How about drone pilots? They're sitting in a chair in an air-conditioned room in Kansas or whatever they might be, and they're controlling an aircraft that has lethal capability, just like a pilot sitting in a real airplane. You can't have them getting sick and dropping overall either, can you, sir?
Well, or anything else, ground vehicles, whatever. And so if you've just, given somebody a vaccination that's going to neutralize your personnel at all levels, how about the people sitting in the Pentagon? People start dropping over one day.
A military driver driving a fuel truck full of tens of thousands of gallons of flammable liquid in public. I mean, and it's not just the military; it's all sectors of our economy and our culture, where men and women engage in activities that have life or death consequences. That's true of everybody who drives a motor vehicle. Everybody. That's true of many occupations where a screw up can mean people get hurt or die. So it's ubiquitous. It's not just pilots, is it, sir?
No, it's in even possibly more mundane jobs where, once again, a failure or a miscue by somebody doing just a normal task could mean harm or death to lots of people.
Oh, a forklift driver. What are the things that forklift drivers pick up and move? They pick up and move very dangerous, very toxic things. Of course, it's a danger. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Great opportunity to get the devices you need to protect your car, your truck, your home, your generator at my website with EMP Shield devices. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you've got a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs commercial-free. Now in 20-plus years, all of the archives available on my webpage, which is linked from your page, John, and it has many re-airing. I think currently 7 times it re-airs over the next few days. After the live airing from WWCR, it's WWCR Tower Number 2.
Okay. They change the frequencies in the winter, don't they, sir?
Yeah, it's right now we're probably close to cutting over to the winter frequency because I'm right at that 6 p.m. Between daylight and nighttime in the the shortwave frequencies. Some work better at nighttime and some work better in the daytime for transmitting. So I get to change frequencies every 6 months. So that'll be coming up soon.
Okay. So
that's all posted on my webpage, How to Listen.
Outstanding. And Jim, at my website, we now have listed for sale your wing generators, which is a process. It's not one size fits all. And people need to get started. If they want a wing generator to be completely independent of the power grid, they need to start now in order to have it 6 months in the future, don't they, sir?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a process. And part of the process is education. People come to me. You send people through your website, and people come to me from all over, and they have misconceptions. So because of the bizarre selling of like solar panels to people, they think, you know, they just have a lot of misconceptions. So the first thing to do is to educate them, and then find out what they really want and what can they afford. And then after you get through that maze, then you can settle down to actually talking about nuts and bolts and what kind of system will work for them. So anyway, that's there. And then also, John, you have the MR5 full house water filters. I believe that's up and running on your page also.
That's right. They're right there. Our next caller, Jim, is Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Hey, John. Hey, Jim. Hey, you reminded me this morning of an incident that happened with me when I worked at, I used to run heavy equipment at Rawlins Chemical Plant in Galveston, Texas. And they had these two big ponds up there that was close together. And they put chemicals in there and mixed it up and made slurry out of it. And they put it in barrels and then would bury it like half a mile underground. And these two semis come in there, and they got the exact wrong ponds. They, you know, one went one way and one went the other way, and they created a chemical reaction, and it melted down the drag line, plumb into the ground. And of course, the siren went off, and we had to get out of there, and everybody was heading towards the front gates where we had to all be washed, hosed down, all that up, and this, that, and the other. But when you was talking earlier about that, reminded me of them, of how dangerous the chemicals are when they start mixing stuff together, you know, the wrong stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, there's so many things that you take for granted. But people doing a job, and their job is, like, say, in a big complex like that, their job is to do one thing, and they have to do that correctly. And if not, you have major problems. And now you have the additional issue of people who simply may be unconscious all of a sudden. They're in the middle of, you know, running a valve. They have to shut a valve off that's been turned on or something simple. And if they don't do that, then, you know, you're headed for some major problems. Or how about nuclear power plants, you know, where they're saying, okay, everybody has to be vaccinated. You have people operating a nuclear power plant that have to be responding to conditions there, and all of a sudden they're not there. They're not there doing their job.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and John, I think you were saying one week that, and I've heard this too from employers, they're going around and identifying everybody that's received the shot, and within 3 years they know they're going to have to replace that person.
Yeah, that's right. So they're making preparatory.
I'll call back in here in a little bit when I remember that other part that I was going to tell you about. But anyhow, I'll call back in.
Thank you, Al. We got about an hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Wednesday, the 29th of September. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I'm proud to say I do private consultations, helping people, helping families gain the clarity, gain the focus that they need to achieve their goals. That's what private consultations are all about. And, of course, energy cleaners. The manufacturer, Tom Berryhill, my friend, he's had the same issues Ford Motor Company has, getting computer chips, but he's getting them. He's getting them manufactured. These back orders will be taken care of as quickly as we can. And, of course, we're taking new orders to help people get their lives back, get past the arthritis pain, keeping people from doing what they love to do, and helping people get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Check out the details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. My address is there if you want to send me a check. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, something your health care provider is highly unlikely to do. Yes, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is not for messages, only orders only, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we talked briefly about the wing generator. Do you have any further updates on it for us, sir?
Nothing more than just people should be aware of this, and the technology is very stable. It's patented. And I, by the way, yeah, here's new news. I forgot about this. Thanks for reminding me. I have a second patent now that has been granted on the wing generator. So it's now multi-patent. It's been trademarked. And so there's a registered trademark. That's a process that takes actually a number of years to get through. So that's completed now. So when I post the JMCC wing, it is now with an R circle after it, which means it's a registered trademark. So some very interesting progress there. But yeah, second patent had just been completed. And some of the advancements that go on with the wing technology. So anyway, but the technology very stable and basically ready for large-scale mass production on a worldwide scale.
Okay. Let's see here, Jim. We got a call here. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Hello, John. You guys have been talking about how these jabs do damage, but the other side of the coin is also they don't do any good at all that anybody can see. Now that when they first came out with these new jabs, they admitted, okay, you can still get COVID and you can still pass on COVID, but they had this other claim in the middle of that they said, you're not going to get it as bad, and you might not die. But there's never any proof of that one claim that they say is good, that it's doing any good at all. And they can always say that. I mean, they can just say that. They have no proof. They can say, well, it would have been worse. You got COVID. Even though people get COVID, in the first place, the test is nonsense anyway. Nobody knows if they got COVID or not because they have no test. And they've been using this test that they admit it has false, totally false positives almost all the time. And putting that aside, let's say that there is such a thing as COVID, which is questionable because it's never been isolated. But okay, there's COVID. They've never proven, and people have died with that are vaxxed, and they said, oh, well, they died of COVID. So then they can come out and say, well, the good thing you had the vaccine, you might have died 5 minutes earlier if you didn't have the jab. You know? So there's no proof at all that it does any good at all to anybody. What do you think about that?
Well, that's pretty much a good summary there, Don, of what's going on. Absolutely, Jim. You got any follow up?
As far as what I have done for a long time now is there are many programs that are covering this extensively. And so when in the very beginning I wrote some white papers, everything that I wrote in those white papers has come true, including the follow-on, the second, the Delta variant, and all this baloney. From a clinical standpoint, there's no proof that there is even COVID even exists. There's two ways to look at that. Have they isolated it? Of course. And now that they're being pressed to come forth and show this, there's thousands of doctors suing the CDC and the World Health Organization who cannot meet this. By the way, Alberta has completely shut down any government activity regarding COVID. Is completely open, the province of Alberta in Canada, because just an ordinary guy got a ticket. He went to court and he said, okay, well, it was for not wearing a mask. And he said, okay, you have to prove that this exists. And that led up to the whole thing going to through the court system in Alberta to the point where it got up to the Queen of England even, trying to take him to court. And he won at all levels, showing that the government could not produce any evidence that there was such a thing as COVID-19 virus or anything related to it, because they have no evidence. But if you look at the other aspect, you look at third world countries where they have no, they don't have any hygiene. There's no level of separation. The economy's kept going, especially the lower level, the common economies, you know, which deal with bartering and trading and cash. Those economies kept on unabated, and there was no mass die-off of people. You know, they, of course, did the same thing. If somebody got to the hospital, they would say they died of COVID. But there was, you know, there's no evidence of there was no test for that. They just made the claim on a death certificate because they got paid to do that. But anyway, looking at the, if you had to compare it to a level 4 or 5 laboratory, that something is so intensely dangerous that if it gets out, the people working there would be dead within a day. That's the kind of stuff they're working with. And then you let this into a third world country, and it should clear out 80% of the population within a month, literally. And none of that happened. So what it shows is that, you know, either there isn't one or it's very mild at best. That's the only thing you can say from looking at those factors. And so, but anyway, there's a lot of people. I suggest people listen to Dale Bigtree. Is it Dell Bigtree? I'm sorry. He has some been following this, and there are people who are way more on top of this than I am. So I encourage people to follow those people. I've pretty much dropped out of the following it because I'm real busy with other things. And I only cover things like this when other people are not covering them. So they're very well covered on a lot of these. And John is doing a lot of work with regard to this also.
Yeah, they changed the definition of the word vaccine so they could give these guys indemnity for these jabs now, which are not, by the old definition of vaccine, it doesn't meet the definition of vaccine. It's something else. And I think from a legal standpoint, the law that gave indemnity to the guys that made vaccines was in the Reagan administration. Fauci pushed through there too. They said, okay, well, the vaccines are so important that nobody can sue. If you die from a vaccine, you can't sue. But now, since they changed the definition of the word vaccine, it seems to me that the old law does not actually apply, and somebody could try that in court and try it. And it seems to me, but that's just I'm not a lawyer though, so I'm going to let you go and go on with the rest of the show. Thank you.
Okay, Don. Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, the evidence of what's been going on that for the past just over a year and a half, the evidence is clear and convincing that this is a biological warfare attack on not only the United States, but much of the world. We have some smart people, however, let's say in India. The smart people, the doctors and scientists in India, they determined that ivermectin as a prophylactic would fix this, and it did. It fixed it in India. And now the authorities in India are preparing legal action against the Indian doctor who was trying to stop ivermectin. So there's some hope in that regard. Ivermectin has been prescribed for human beings for years. It's been approved for human beings for years. And here we have, beginning about 3 weeks ago, the mass media, even my little newspaper in Steelville, Missouri, making fun of ivermectin as horse dewormer, when nothing could be further from the truth. It's been used in human beings safely for decades, and the effectiveness is well known. It's inexpensive, it works, it's safe, and I use the ivermectin protocols every day without using the ivermectin. The protocols include vitamin D and vitamin C and zinc and some other things, and I'm staying healthy, and I'm glad of it. I don't know if you've read Dr. Long's affidavit, Jim.
Yes, yes, I did.
Okay.
I spot read it. I read it very quickly. I didn't, but I'm pretty good at that. I didn't miss.
Right. Well,
I didn't miss anything. But amazing, yeah.
The evidence she presents is clear and convincing. There has to be multiple people at the Pentagon very concerned about Dr. Long's affidavit. An affidavit is a sworn statement under oath that can be presented in court as evidence that she stands behind and swears it is true. Very powerful stuff. And she did it right, didn't she, sir?
Well, the other thing about that is that it's a two-edged sword for them. If it was in public, in like, say, a hospital or something like that, they could just play it off and set her aside and try and... But at the Pentagon, they have the other side of the coin, which is 2, 3, 5 years when, you know, the security of the country is at stake, and they made the wrong decision, and they had this information in their hands, and everybody knows that they have it in their hands. They have a much worse condition, a worse situation than the average, say, a manager of a hospital. Because they, you know, they're on the line for making correct decisions based on real information, not politically correct information.
That's right. They are. They are.
And
absolutely.
So they're on the chopping block, and so it's a very different decision. But now they have the other political force that's coming in from the political side of the arena saying you have to deal with this. You have to somehow sequester this woman, get her out of there, and make her reverse her statement. That's probably what they're going to try to do, is to, like they did with Judy Mikovich, who they arrested and tried to make her reverse her statements on Fauci and the research that was going on. And she never did. And, of course, she went through personal hell because of them trying to shut her up. So this woman will probably have to deal with the same thing. And if they could get her to reverse her statement, then, hey, life's back to normal. But that's probably not going to happen. But like I say, it's the long term. You know, they understand that in history, they'll be seen as the people who made the wrong decision.
Well, I've been involved in legal matters now for not quite half a century, to be half a century next year. And I'll tell you what Dr. Long did. Without knowing her, my belief is that prior to her publishing her affidavit, she put under monetary retainer, the counsel of a highly qualified lawyer who is very aware and very familiar with Uniform Code of Military Justice. That's a pretty specialized area of law. It's probably going to be a field grade officer who was in the JAG Corps, has retired, and is now in the private sector, still practicing law. So she was lawyered up before she ever published her affidavit, and even more likely, this attorney will be part of a law firm that's not afraid to take on the Department of Defense and meet them on common ground and defeat them. This is a woman who is very smart and very tough, and she has no fear of the Department of Defense. She's done what she needs to do to make our military safe, to help the national security of our country, and she's willing to do whatever it takes to accomplish that goal. You don't get to be the person she's become by being weak, by being willy-nilly. No, you don't become that person unless you got a type A personality, you're smart, you're tough, and you know how to do things right, and that's exactly what she's done, I believe. What do you think, Jim?
Oh, right on, exactly, because, you know, if you did not dot an I correctly in this, you know, it could be the downfall of the whole thing. So, you know, you better believe everything is in order. And it's really, this is problematic for the Pentagon. This is problematic.
It's hugely problematic. Hugely, yeah. Massively problematic. We talked about this, and Nyquist will be on with me here in a few minutes, but the German Air Force did not run out of airplanes in World War II. They ran out of pilots.
Right.
Same thing with the Japanese.
Right.
They didn't run out of airplanes. They ran out of pilots.
Right.
And when you run out of pilots, which we have done to ourselves, you're in deep trouble.
Right.
Now, yeah. We like to use analogies. If George Patton had been told that the German Air Force had lost 20% of the pilots, he would have been happy as could be. Here's our last break. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana. If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, about 2.5 minutes here, sir, for you to put out the most important information you want to put out this week, sir.
Well, John, we were talking about the Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, and imagine now the effect this should have on the commercial airline business, where if you're telling your top-rated military pilots that they have to be grounded because they took a vaccine or what they're calling a vaccine, what should this send a signal to the commercial airline industry?
Well, we've had documented incidents of a number of pilots dying from clots. And one of my listeners is making an inquiry to with one of the major airlines, an inside source, to see if there's any more documentation that we can get on that. Of course, they always have two pilots, and on the real long flights where they go halfway around the planet, three pilots. So the odds of two pilots both dying from a clot shot at the same time are pretty remote, but it's still pretty scary, isn't it, sir?
Right. Yeah, like the door opens from the cockpit and the stewardess comes back and screams to the people sitting there, does anybody know how to fly this plane? And it's actually out of a movie. There's a scene like that. But the possibility that two pilots go out at the same time, or the co-pilot who could probably land the plane also. But still, I mean, you're talking about your top person dying, excuse me, you know, suddenly as a pilot. But anyway, the other thing I want to mention is the MR5 whole house water filters. I encourage people to get those, get one, put it in their house, because I'm fully expecting attack on the public through the water system. We have these in stock. For the first time, we're not behind on orders. All summer, we actually have units in stock ready to ship. So I encourage people to order by, say, next week this time, you could have one installed in your house.
Well, that's good to know, because having clean, pure water is not optional. Jim, thank you. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
For top of the hour break, we're back with Pastor Jim. Thank you.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be
because you can handle the truth.